This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 223 for Thursday, January 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly lower Thursday morning, with speculative profit taking a feature as the values backed away from their multi-year highs. However, the new crop November contract is holding near unchanged as the old new crop spreads saw some readjustment. Canola is steady to down $4, the March contract down $4.20 at $680.50 per ton. Overnight declines in Chicago soy oil and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar this morning contributed to the weakness in canola. However, gains in Chicago soybeans provided some support. Concerns over tightening Canadian supplies and the need to ration demand going forward also underpinned the futures. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 8 cents in the March contract at $14.14 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 900,000 tons for delivery during the current crop year and an additional 326,000 tons of new crop business. Those exports were at the top end of pre-report expectations. Mixed weather conditions in South America did keep some caution in the bean market. While there is some rain in the forecast for Argentina, the longer-term forecasts remain dry. Corn, it's seeing some strength as well, up 3 cents in the March contract at $5.28 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.4 million tons were nearly double the previous week's level. Farmers in Argentina have called off a 3-day strike as the government has agreed to open up corn exports once again. That was tempering the upside to some extent. Wheat, it is up today. Minneapolis spring wheat, 9 cents higher in the March contract at $6.37 per bushel. Kansas City up 8 cents in March at $6.33 per bushel. And Chicago up 6 cents in the March contract at $6.66 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at just over 200,000 tons. That was down from the previous week and at the lower end of trade estimates. The latest crop projections out of Europe pegged EU wheat production in the upcoming growing season at 129.7 million tons. That would be up slightly from an earlier guess and about 10 million tons above last year's level. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.